Scheiße.
Kann ich vorhören. Jeloja, Samomoja, Mila Draga, Ademirli, Dobra veče, djevojče, ona meni, doć do veče, djevojče, ona meni, doć do veče, djevojče.
It's gonna rain.
Thank you. Captain of nothing. Will it blend? That is the question. I'm going to place approximately 50 marbles in a jar. And I'm going to run the ice cream cycle, which is the slowest cycle we have. This is glass dust. Don't breathe this.
You go hither and thither around the world seeking out mysteries. Isn't that sort of like what you do?
Yes.
Yes. You seem like such a, you know, kind of a normal kind of guy. I could see you working on a, I don't know, a crime scene investigation task force of some kind, but yet you go do these things. You go seek out mysteries for us. What do you suppose made you want to do that kind of thing? You have something you're looking for?
Yes, the opportunity to go do new and unusual drugs.
Drugs?
Yes, drugs.
That includes many kinds of drugs.
Right, yes.
And drugs, exotic drugs.
Exotic drugs.
You can't get here in the U.S.
Yeah.
So you go all around the world and you try out drugs and see what's going on. But you know, yeah, that's an easy answer. But what is it really that behind that? I mean, I'm talking about not the drugs, but what the drugs lead you to.
Right.
What is that you're looking for?
The unknown.
The unknown.
The unknown.
Why is that so mysterious? Why is that so? Why is the unknown mysterious? It's a trick question.
Yes.
Why is it that someone, you know, wants to go and find, are you looking for something in your life that would, you know, maybe click the light switch in your head that's going to make the light in the room go on, and it says the room is full of little bags of stuff, and each bag represents something that happened to you when you were a kid, and then you can look in each bag and pick out the things you like, and you take the bags you don't like, and you take them out, and you put them in the other room.
Sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. I understand recently you went to the Amazon, the rainforest. What country is that in?
It was on the border of Colombia, Brazil, and Peru. Where it's like a triple border.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were in search of an experience, were you not?
Yes.
Experience involving a frog?
Yes, that's
the Philo Medusa bicolor or sapo frog?
Yes.
Is this a tree frog?
It is a tree frog.
Yeah. So you had to go up in trees to find this. You enlisted the help of the Mayoruna tribe, I see here.
Yes.
Were these nice people?
They were decent.
Pretty
people.
Groovy?
They were okay. They were greedy.
They're
people.
Nicest people from New Jersey?
Not as nice. Maybe less nice. I don't know. They were comparable amount of niceness.
They're okay people.
Yeah,
I'm glad we could agree on that.
People.
These frogs, now, I've done a little research, as I always do, and I think Nurse Jess is going to back me up on this, because she knows all about this kind of thing, that to take these frogs, scare them a little with a stick, they start oozing out some kind of a syrup, you burn your skin with a cigarette, and then you put the syrup in, and then you become like Crocodile Dundee or something, right? Is that what they're saying? That's how I read it.
Yes. I don't know what they think it does. They have all different... I mean, they use it for everything. They use it for hunting.
And for sex?
Definitely, yeah. For giving birth. For
giving birth?
Yeah.
Crazy. I love the thought of, you know, scaring a frog and getting its juices so, you know, you can have a crazy kind of a birth.
Yeah.
I wish that my mom had done that, but she didn't, and look what happened. So anyway, you go on this long journey, I assume, and you have to ingratiate yourself with the tribe and kind of learn their lingo and learn their customs and all that. And you get to the point where it's almost like there's no frogs to be had. It's a very frustrating end at this point.
Right, we couldn't find a frog. Well, they didn't understand how important it was to find a frog. They didn't really care that much about finding a frog for us.
Why not?
I don't know. We couldn't explain to them that we had come from far away and that it was essential that we found the frog. So they would look for like 20 minutes and then, yeah, classic.
If you'd asked me to get a frog, I'm not going to stop at 20 minutes. I'm going to go to the Q-Mart and find a friggin' frog. I don't care what kind of frog. I'm going to get you a frog, Ham, okay? But anyway, it's a little frustrating. Eventually, they do find a frog, right?
Well, no. We never found a frog with the Maya Runa. Like, I mean, it's such a complicated thing, and it's sort of edited in such a way as to make it seem less complicated than it really was. But the Indians never helped us find a frog. And eventually it was just like, every night our guide would go out in a canoe and like search through the trees for frogs.
Oh,
and then he, for whatever reason, even though we made it very clear to him that it was essential that we filmed finding a frog, because that was the whole point of the entire thing, he just like caught the frog and took it back to us without letting us film it. So then we had to like go back and put the frog back in a tree and go and film it as if we had just discovered it. But I mean, that's, generally they don't do that sort of thing, but it had to be done in that case. And so the Indians never found the frog.
No. Well, but yeah, you did have some kind of experience.
Yeah, I used the frog.
Used the frog?
Yes, definitely.
Now, involved in this, I heard there's a stick they poked the frog with to scare it, to get it to release its secretions.
Yeah, they gave it a vigorous poking.
Do you believe in the afterlife, Ham?
I didn't take part in the poking.
I know. I'm just saying,
I suppose it was,
wouldn't it be funny if you found yourself with a huge frog with a stick poking you so that, you know, they could go out and hunt monkeys. That's what I was saying, what they're doing. They're hunting monkeys?
They hunt monkeys.
They hunt monkeys to eat?
Yes, they eat a lot of monkeys. Yeah.
Can I say that? I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Just bleep that out. That blows my mind. Monkeys.
Yeah.
I don't really like monkeys, as I've stated before. They're a little hairy. They remind me of like a hairy human being that freaks me out, like a wolf man.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Right.
Wolf man?
Yeah.
Wolf man, that's the scariest monster of all. He's got hair everywhere. That's fucked up. Wolfman. And Wolfman Jack even scares me. I mean, the idea of Wolfman Jack now really scares me because I think he's dead. And, you know, if he was to come into the studio right now, I'd be scared because he's not only Wolfman Jack, but he's Wolfman Jack's zombie. And you've dealt with zombies, haven't you?
I have, yes.
What's that like?
What I do with my head is my own damn business.
Temperatures at least as high as today, if not a degree higher.
It was so hot. Chelsea Flower Show. 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 Chelsea Flower Show
I love Chelsea, Chelsea Flower Show. Chelsea Flower, Chelsea, Chelsea Flower.
What of a car in the bread?
Mrs. That, I have generated Chelsea Flower Show.
And striped shirts. I look back on the summer nights and I'm not. I look back.
Chelsea Flower Show.
The old hands have never known a year like it. Phew, what a scorcher.
But the warm weather wasn't the only thing to celebrate. Mrs. Thatcher was celebrating her 10th year in power. And thanks to her policies, a lot of people have made a lot of money.
I look back on the summer of 1989, really what I see is a vista of money. There's masses of them all come round and round in braces and striped shirts. And they're yuppies.
What sort of car have you got?
I've got a BMW.
Being seriously rich is seen as both being a very interesting and clever operation.
It seems as if Britain in the 80s had embraced a new set of values. The once powerful trade unions had been tamed. Now, survival of the fittest was the order of the day.
We suddenly became individuals, and it no longer mattered what background you came from. If you had it within you, and you were ambitious, you could get on and make your life.
By the summer of 89, an entire generation of young people had grown up under Tory rule. Prosperity, prosperity. The once powerful trade unions had been tamed. Now, survival of the fittest was the order of the day.
We suddenly became individuals, and it no longer mattered what background we came from. If you had it within you and you were ambitious, you could get on and make your life.
By the summer of 89, an entire generation of young people had grown up under Tory rule. Thatcher's children were encouraged to value individual prosperity above all else.
It's more socially acceptable to be selfish, to say, I want money, I want a house, I want a car, to have all these things. It's far more socially acceptable to be lapped, to be greedy.
But not everyone had a stake in this economic miracle. And while the rich were getting richer, the poor were worse off. For many, Thatcherism had a hollow ring.
Around that time, we had Mrs. Thatcher saying there's no such thing as society. And it did seem to be that out there in the kind of big, wide, political world, it was everyone for himself. And there was a kind of breakdown, really, of people taking kind of responsibility for each other, or kind of feeling that we were all in it together.
But by the summer of 89, young people were beginning to break free of these constraints.
Hunt tonight. wasn't hard to dance to Acid House. All you had to do is wave your hands in the air and jump up and down. So suddenly got into, you went somewhere else in your head.
It'd be the first time he was up to.
The scene was defined by a new look, a new drug.
It'd be the first time I realized white people could actually dance.
Easy to pop, little white pill. Date was a drug which seemed perfectly suited. Easy to pop, little white pill.
Thank you. Look at him now. And now. Look at him all the time. Now the music is gone. No music anymore. The perfect human in a room with no boundaries and with nothing. And a voice saying a few words. This voice saying a few words. Look at him now. Look at him all the time. Now the perfect human undresses. The clothes come off. Bow tie. Coat. Shoes. Trousers. Boots. Socks. Dress. Nylons. Bra. Pants. The clothes come off. How is it to touch the perfect human? How is the skin? Is it smooth? Is it warm? Is it soft? Is it dry? Is it well cared for? How is the skin of the chin? How is it on the legs? The arms? The throat?
Served. A lovely boiled salmon with boiled potatoes.
Jackson and Sauce Hollandaise. With it, a bottle of
This is a serious undertaking. It's not fucking astral projection or runes. This is real stuff we're playing with. Real angels, real demons.
I know this.
You read cunts on the internet saying it's just mental states, that you're guardian angels, your higher self. Psychobabble bollocks. So you'll go for days without sleep, fasting, backbreaking rites, ritual sex. You're a bit at the very edge. You ready for all that, darling?
I am. I've read up on the Kabbalah.
You don't think this is the tree of Sephiroth, because it's not. You've been looking shit up on the internet. Root, this is Gnosticism.
I was told it was based on the Kabbalah.
It's there as grammar, a structure. The Kabbalah is an exploration of God. We are doing something much darker.